Welcome to another dynamic word from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Well, if we had church today, yes, we have. Let me read to you a Christmas story and from the book of Luke, chapter 2. And if you like, you can follow along on our screens behind you or on your screen. And let's open up our hearts and follow what Luke recorded as a portion of the Christmas story. I'm reading today from Luke chapter 2 from the New King James Version. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Verse 15. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. I know this is a very familiar passage to many of you, but yet to some of you who may be watching from different countries around the world, you may be hearing this for the first time with such a clear understanding because of this Christmas program, because of the songs that have a special way of getting down into our hearts. Perhaps you have heard this and it's done something a little different in your heart this time. Maybe you find yourself very thankful, very aware that without Jesus Christ, you would have no hope for eternity. Today, I'm hoping to share with you some things that this story reveals to us, some simple truths. It's so important that we have principles before we have problems. And if you have been here for the last four decades, there's hardly anything new that you're going to hear me say. But today I'm going to challenge you to take one thing today, one thing, and take it home with you. Okay? Just decide that you're going to open your mind and open your heart, and you're going to hear at least one truth and take it with you this week during the Christmas season. The first thing that I want to offer to you concerning this story is that what may seem like a hardship for you is often a blessing from God. You see, it must have seemed like a hardship to Joseph that his fiancée got pregnant. It must have seemed like a hardship to him that he had to endure the comments from his friends and family. It must have seemed like a hardship to Mary that she had to walk all that way, you know, between 80 and 100 miles, depending on the route that she took. She had to walk that, and she was reasonably about 6 to 7, maybe 8 months pregnant when she was making that journey. It must have seemed like a hardship. It must have seemed like a hardship that when they arrived in Bethlehem, for whatever reason, there was no room for them in the inn, and they had to find a stable. We understand it was a cave, because there are many shepherd caves. Many of you have been with me there as we have walked through those shepherd caves out in the fields of Bethlehem. There, it must have seemed like such a hardship for them. But yet, it was a plan from God. You see, many times when we read through the stories of the Bible, we realize that God's way is not always an easy way. When Jesus was carrying the cross and he fell beneath the load, the Bible says that a man named Simon, who had 2 sons with him, and they were visiting from another country, the Bible says that the soldiers compelled Simon to take up the cross of Christ and to carry it for him to Mount Calvary. It must have seemed like a terrible burden. It must have seemed like such an unfair choice. But realize that what may seem like a hardship for you is often a blessing from God. Imagine how blessed Joseph was, how blessed Mary was, how blessed Simon was. We understand one of his sons, Rufus by name, became a church planter, and there continued the work, perhaps because of the choice of the hardship that fell upon his father, and later realizing that that was the Son of God. The second thing I want to offer you from this story is that your comfort may not be the most important part of your story. Think about it. There was no room for him in the inn. You know, not only was there no room for Jesus in the inn, there was no room for Mary or Joseph either. They slept on the rocks. They slept on the ground. They slept on, you know, in an uncomfortable situation. You know, God's comfort or God's plan may not primarily include our comfort at times. Sometimes it may cost you to do the will of God. I want to challenge you. In case you are going through something difficult right now, in case you are facing a hardship or trouble or trauma or loss or difficulty, you know, please don't despair. Realize that God always has a blessing. For when the enemy comes in, the prophet said, like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. I believe that God knows where you are and exactly what's going on in your life. And I know that some of you are in moments of grief and loss. I have, you know, the last 2 weeks, I have officiated the funerals. And I know we have more this week. I know there are difficult times, but the hardship often comes with a blessing from God. And as well, just remember your comfort may not be the most important part of your story. Look to what God is doing. Jesus, the Bible tells us, faced a cross that he did not want to endure. The Bible tells us that he had asked his Father in prayer, in anguish, not one time, not 2 times, but 3 times. He said, if there is some other way, could you take this cup from me? But nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And the Bible clearly says that Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. He realized that he would be hung, suspended between heaven and earth, between two thieves. And there he would be cursed and spit upon. He would feel forsaken even by his own father. People would leave him, those close to him, who walked with him, and he would be found alone, dying for the sins that he did not commit. But yet, even in all of that discomfort, the blessing of the Lord shined through. Because without that moment, without that difficulty, without that situation that he endured, we would not be saved today. It was for the joy that was set before him. Be thankful. Be thankful, and let me encourage you to do your best with what you have. Do your best. Make do with what you have. What may seem like a hardship to you is often a blessing from God, and your comfort may not be the most important part of your story. Be thankful and make do with what you have. The third thing and the last thing I'll offer you this morning in closing is that the first Christmas message included an invitation. You see, the angels that appeared and sang the praises of this child that was born in Bethlehem, they encouraged the shepherds to go and see. This morning, our message includes an invitation. If you have never made Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, then let me invite you. Let me invite you to open up your heart and open up your mind and simply pray, simply ask, because Jesus wants to be invited into your heart, into your home. That first Christmas, that first day, the shepherds, when they went to Bethlehem, they found it exactly like the angels, like the messengers from heaven had said. It's the same thing you're going to find when you come to Christ. When you come to Jesus, you will find that His Word is true. You will find that what He has said is real. You will find peace and you will find joy. You will find hope and security. There is a man who loves you so much. He will never hurt you. He will never disappoint you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His name is Jesus. And today, the Christmas message includes an invitation. Would you please, those of you here, bow your heads for just a moment and close your eyes and just think for just a moment. Have you made room for Jesus in your heart? That day in Bethlehem that we just read about, there was no room for him in the inn. Have you made room for Jesus in your life? Have you opened up your heart to him? Are you including him in the hardships, the disappointments, the trouble that you encounter? He loves you. He has a plan for your life. And the first thing He wants to do is to save your soul. Without respect, without regard as to how your life has been, let me tell you how it can be. Right now, you can be washed clean. You can be made right with God. Not because of what you have done, but because of what Jesus has done. Jesus paid the price. Would you pray with me right now? Would you dare to open up your heart and invite Jesus to sit upon the throne of your life, not only to be your Lord and to save your life, but to be your friend? He wants to comfort you, strengthen you, encourage you, bless you, and He will. He will help you with your marriage. He will help you with your family. He will help you on your job. He will help you with your money. He will help you make a living, make a life, and make a difference. Let's pray together now. Simply give voice to that invitation in your heart, and Jesus will come in. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, and because of what He did for us, today we ask You, Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Lord, to send Jesus to live in our hearts. Jesus, we welcome You. We invite You into our lives, into our families, into our fortunes, into our futures. We invite You into our life. Come in, Lord Jesus. Fill us up, Lord, with Your hope, Lord, with Your peace, God. Help us. Comfort and strengthen us. We pray, Jesus, that as You have forgiven us, Lord, that we would have the grace to forgive others. That in this Christmas season that we would understand what family is all about and how You became our brother, our friend. Father, thank You for loving us before we loved You. Now give us a love that we can love others so that You, Father, can show Yourself to them. We thank You, Jesus, for Your sacrifice. Lead us, love us, bless us, and make us a blessing to others. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thanks again for joining us for another dynamic message from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.